recently you did an episode with the N-word.
Yeah. Oh, we said it. Boy, did we say it.
And you said it some half dozen times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fun times. On set, in the writer's room.
So, here's what I'm wondering. We're three people sitting here.
Yes.
Paul Hipp is my sidekick here, by the way, and he's got a guitar at his side.
Yes.
And he can pick up that guitar in a moment and sing and play an original song that knock your feet off.
I'm just standing by, ready.
Yeah. He's right. That's amazing.
Any minute.
That's
so
amazing.
There were three of us.
Yes.
And we can't talk about a show that did the N-word six times and not use the N-word.
Oh, we have to say nigga. So, I feel much more free saying
it. I wanted to say it first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, did I just... Oh, man.
He stepped on my N-word.
Let's rewind and edit it back.
The man stepped on my N-word.
Now, is that an A or an ER?
We have both in the episode.
Oh, really? And do you make the distinction?
It's like buying donuts. We like a variety. You know, it's the assorted N-word episode.
Wouldn't it be better if the word nigger was available? I mean, that making it the worst thing that could ever happen so that nobody can say anything but the N-word.
Yeah.
Isn't that a curse on the word and communication?
It's a curse on a word and childish and does more harm than good. People think the intention, they think that it's stopping hatred. It doesn't stop hatred, and it doesn't stop, you know, painful language. What it does is preserve a word and make it more dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's free, you know, if we free the word, then perhaps it'll be less dangerous, and you won't feel the need to fight the person who says it.
Take the power away from it.
Exactly. Yeah. Take the power away from it.
You know what I'd like to do for the audience?
Yes.
Who never get to hear anything but the N-word? I'd like to say in 3 minutes, mm-hmm. one of us will use the N-word so that they have a chance to call all their friends and let them know that the N-word is going to be spoken in 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes.
Oh, good.
Because they never heard it.
Call in. But, you know, you can't actually call in because it's...
Oh, you cannot. Yes, of course, you can't call in because it's a podcast. But you can feel like you called in.
Yeah, you could, as you're listening to it, you could make pretend call.
Yes. Imagine that you called in and let us know how you feel about this.
Yeah, and we responded any way you wanted.
Right. You know, they just hear the N-word.
We're setting our watches. All right. So one of us will say it.
So one of us will say it. One, two, three, start.
All right.
What if you just can't? They make it so they can't say it with a southern accent. It can be said, but just not with a southern accent.
Yeah, I think that here's the thing. But some things with a southern accent, just you could say the alphabet with a certain drawl, and it starts to sound offensive.
You can't say it. Yes. Mustn't say it while seated.
Mustn't
or
say it.
Swimming.
Oh, definitely.
Seated or swimming, you can't say the N-word. So, folks, in 2 minutes and 20 seconds,
you just tuned
call your friends if you wish to hear the N-word on a podcast.
It's going to happen.
As a matter of fact, if you have time, you might call neighbors and start a little party.
An N-word party.
Make it a drinking game, if you will. Take a shot every time we say it.
Did you have to fight for that episode to be able to say it? Like, was there any pushback?
It's some pushback. It's some concern. But we say it with the best intention. It's always for the sake of discussion. You know, and that's what's fun about this format is that it's for the sake of discussion. So we want to talk about it, and we want to talk about why you should use it and why you shouldn't use it. And it's a pretty balanced argument.
Yeah, it's great. It comes out of this stand-up, of course. Your stand-up is like that. That's why you can take on so many issues. It's so smart and so thought out, thoughtful.
Thank you.
I love the delicious chicken sandwich.
Oh,
the war
Chick-fil-A.
That's going on between
the
gays.
I heard about that. I did. Yeah.
And the Chick-fil-A.
Such a conundrum while you're I wrote that joke while at a Chick-fil-A.
Just phenomenal.
In the heat of the battle. And I you know, I have friends that are just like, how could you do that? And I was like, have you had these sandwiches?
1 minute and 5 seconds to go, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
One minute and 5 seconds. To what?
Podcast history. Do we know, though, that it's never been said on a podcast? Well, we'll just say that for the sake of our podcast.
Certainly never been said on this podcast.
On this podcast.
No. I'm really excited that I'm here for this groundbreaking.
Yeah. We're,
you know, it's,
so how difficult was it for you to break into this business? How did it happen?
It was mostly through stand-up. You know, stand-up is such it's this immediate thing where people can come out and see you. You know, when you're trying to break into the business, I started in L.A., and so I kind of ignored the business for a while, just doing stand-up. I tried to ignore it as much as I could. You want to be good. Mm-hmm. You know, you just work on the craft, focus on that, and then open mics lead to shows, and then shows lead to general meetings, and then, you know, the what they give to stand-up comics, you know, they're like, well, maybe he wants to do a show, and maybe he wants to do, you know, a special, and those opportunities start coming up. So it's just a constant, gradual process.
Work your way up, play in the clubs, do the club. You came to L.A.
5, 4, 3, oh, yeah. 2, 1.
Nigga. That is
that. Now, we didn't know we were all going to say it at the same time.
That, by the way, just, may be one of the greatest moments of my life.
That's a happening.
That was a threesome.
That was beautiful. I think we've done so much for race relations.
We've moved things
in
forward.
In that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple people are angry. Good for them, though.
Let them call in. Call in now if you're angry.
I hope a couple people got angry, and I hope more people felt enlightened.